Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, and this is hands down one of my favorite topics to talk about, amenities that change the game. I hope this is one of the most listened to episodes that I will do on this podcast show for now in the future. I'm sure there'll be more listeners. But anyway, let's dive into it, okay? Because these are the things that change revenue and change how you make your money. So let's do it. So first off, I want you to remember these three key things about amenities. There are three types of amenities you need to remember. Number one, amenities that increase occupancy. Okay. We're going to talk about each one of these in a second. So bear with me as I go through the list. So number one, amenities that increase occupancy. Number two, amenities that increase your ADR. So what's ADR, average daily rate? So basically amenities that literally make you more money in revenue on a daily basis, meaning you might charge, you know, $100, but you added this amenity, now you can charge $200 a night, okay? And then finally, number three, amenities that improve the guest stay or the quality of the guest stay. I'll give you some examples and we'll talk about why those are equally as important and help provide a kickback when your reviews and ratings, okay, which help increase revenue. We're going to take a look at the data on every single one of these points and get you thinking in the right direction. Number one, the biggest misconception that people have with amenities is that all amenities will increase your revenue. That's not true. Okay. I hear another argument out there that people say, well, on Airbnb, you just need to check all the boxes. Also not true. It doesn't make you more money. Okay. If you put in the rice cooker, which I mean, rice cookers aren't bad to have. So I'll use that one out, but there's like mosquito nets and hammocks and other stupid things. Now you might have hammocks and that's fine in some of your markets, but literally, like most places, that's not going to matter, right? That's not going to move the needle. And most people are just looking for amenities that, quote unquote, move the needle. But you really have to break them down. And you really need to think about these three categories of how does it increase occupancy, ADR, or the guest stay? Now, certain amenities can obviously improve all three of those things, but most are primarily focused in one of the three categories. And I'm going to give you some examples and talk about the data. So let's dive into it. So the first one, amenities that increase occupancy. So what is occupancy and how should we consider occupancy? So basically, occupancy is the nights that people stay at a property in a given month, okay? Or nights booked, essentially. Now, occupancy is seasonal, meaning it's not guaranteed with short-term rentals every single month. It can vary in very, you know, summer markets, water markets, beach markets, for example. Occupancy is very high in the summertime because there's a lot of demand, and it's low in the wintertime because there's not a lot of demand and it's cold and people don't go swimming in the water or like want to be outside. So occupancy can vary. However, certain amenities that we can add to those properties can impact our occupancy. An increase just essentially increase the occupancy in those given months. Like what? A hot tub is a really good example of a occupancy increasing amenity. What I mean by that, I bought a hot tub in a lake market in July. Okay. I put it up. I listed it. Now my property has a hot tub and I sat back and I waited for the bookings to come in. And guess what happened? Crickets. I was like, well, I got a hot tub. Nobody else has a hot tub. I'm in a lake market. Like, let's use common sense here. That should make me more money, right? Yeah, but who the heck wants to sit in 100 degree water or 104? Mine goes up to 104. I crank that sucker and I let people do it. I mean, yeah, you know, if I like it, I know other people will. So 100 degree water, we'll say that for now. In the middle of July or August when it's like 90 degrees outside. Yes, it gets hot in New York, especially central New York. And so, who wants to sit in that? Nobody. Nobody wants to sit in that. And therefore, that's not why people are booking my place. But then all of a sudden, 4 weeks later, as we started to get into August in September, people start booking for the fall and they all start talking about the hot tub. Oh, we're so excited to use the hot tub. Oh, is the hot tub available? Oh, do you clean it? How often do you, like, all these different questions about it. Oh, will it be ready for us? And then I realized, especially in January and February, when I actually got bookings over the weekends and nobody had bookings over the weekends because they didn't have hot tubs, that, hey, this amenity impacted my occupancy rate, which made me more money, but it impacted the overall occupancy of the property. And I jumped from 31% occupancy to 42% yearly occupancy on this property in a highly seasonal market. And so the hot tub amenity, it's not necessarily how much more money the hot tub make you. It's how did it impact my occupancy, which inevitably made me more money, right? But I didn't increase my ADRs because of the hot tub. It doesn't work like that. It, yes, it's an amenity that can make you more money, but it doesn't increase your nightly rate. Okay, we'll hop to this one in a second and give some examples. It's an amenity that improves your occupancy, which inevitably impacts your revenue. Just like the quality one, the third one, just because it doesn't improve your occupancy and doesn't improve your ADR doesn't mean it can't make you more money through ratings and reviews. So not everything is about, I add this amenity, now I can charge more money. That's not how it works. Okay, so think about seasonal amenities that you can add to your property to improve occupancies. When you're sitting down, what I'm trying to get here is when you're sitting down thinking about what can I add to my property to maybe compete better or stand out from the competition, or simply just to try to make more money in my market, think about each of these categories and list amenities under the categories you think they'll fall. And it's okay if they fall under multiple, but the reality is they'll usually have one particular category they fall under. Something you need to remember is that adding one particular amenity most of the time isn't just going to immediately impact your average nightly rate. There's multiple factors that impact your average nightly rate, right? The cleanliness of the property, the way it looks, the feel, the number of beds, other amenities that are already in the house. It's not just one particular amenity. And it's really hard to isolate each amenity at a time and say, purely, this is the reason why I'm making more money, unless you break it out over a span of time. And even then, it's kind of hard too. So when you ask that question, can this make me more money? Remember the three categories and put it under there. And the answer is yes, it usually can. But then, you know, how much? And that's where you have to understand the categories. So let's talk about some other example, because most people have hot tubs. Okay, that's another one that's popular. Barrel saunas, especially. Barrel saunas can help improve occupancy, especially in the wintertime as well. And normally when we think about winter, summer, so on, like, you know, most of the time we think about, you know, summer is peak season, but in some of the hotter markets, like in Texas, maybe South Florida, California, Nevada, Arizona, even, maybe some other amenities for a cooler time, like that can cool people off, like cowboy pools, for example, is an example of the flip side. Adding a cowboy pool to a property is essentially like adding a small pool or a hot tub, but, you know, to cool someone off in a very hot market. That will improve occupancy in months where it's really hot and no one's wanting to stay there. There are, really, it's about the seasonality. So seasonal amenities that you can focus on. So, and it doesn't need to be the hot tubs of the world. It doesn't need to be other types of things, but, or also too, so fire pits, that's another one. They're kind of coming to my mind as I'm going here, but, you know, I was talking about these, but you can also improve upon the current amenities that you have. So for example, we had a client put in a hot tub in a ski market, but they also put like a really cool dome over it that lit up, you know, and then had like an entry point where you could walk in and everything. It was really, really cool and stood out in the pictures. And once again, that's going to improve. That might actually, you could argue and say improve the guest stay, but it helps highlight that seasonal amenity that incentivizes people to come and stay at that place through the marketing and the photos. So just like little things like that, there's multiple layers and it's not just like, oh, it's just going to make me money. It's how is it going to make you money? That's the strategy. And a lot of people only focus on one category when you need to be thinking about all three and adding amenities in all three categories. Okay, so we talked about seasonal amenities. I think we got that one, which impact occupancy. Let's actually talk about amenities that improve ADR or average daily rate. Meaning these amenities, if you add them, you'll make more, like you can increase your nightly rates. I see people, it's just so common. It's so funny when people are like, well, if I add this, can I just raise my rates? Most of the time it's like, no, it's gotta be something like big and something like really that's gonna move the needle. Pools, for example, okay? If you add a pool, you can charge a premium, especially during summer months, right? You know, you could argue, let's see, so pools, I'm going to say game rooms, but with a caveat. Okay. I'm not talking about you threw in a foosball table and a hockey table and a shuffleboard into the corner and a Wayfair arcade machine. I'm talking about like a legit game room, like something awesome. Those in markets where there's like families, that's another thing too. Like your guest avatar really matters on choosing the types of amenities that are going to change the game. But the type, so if you're in a family friendly market and you add a game room or a movie theater room, that can help increase and improve your ADR because those are highly sought after types of amenities. But once again, if you minimize the impact of it, just adding a game room isn't going to make you money. It's what you do in that game room and how you market that that's going to improve your ADR because it's a really cool, unique factor that you can have to your house. And that ties in directly with improving ADR. If you're really focused on trying to make more money, like raising your rates, how can you do that through marketing? Because that's really how you're going to do it. It's not simply about adding the particular amenity and then checking the box on Airbnb and sitting back going, I can charge more now. It's how can I market that better? So one thing, when I hear people talk about the ADR stuff and they don't want to add a pool, because that's an easy one, right? And almost every market pools increase revenue. Okay. How can I improve my ADR? First, look at your marketing. How are your photos? Because your photos are really what's going to get you booked. And that's what's going to show that your property is more luxury. You should stage it. Okay, we just did an entire episode 2 weeks ago or last week. I don't remember it, with Gina. If you haven't heard about it, I don't know what the title's called. Oh, I think it was actually buying out of state, that episode. We talked a lot about staging and how important that was. My Watkins Glen property and also the Kentucky property. That's funny. We're about to do photo shoots at the same time. I literally hired a company to come and shoot, and they're bringing models. They're bringing stagers. Like we spent like $3,000 on each property for photos because I'm going to get that back real quick with the type of photos they're going to give me. I'm really excited about it. And it's like, it's kind of scary because it's a lot of money for like $3,000 for photos, but like they're going to do it right. And it's going to look awesome. And it's going to be the top property in that market. So your photos are a type of amenity that can highlight amenities essentially, right? It's a type of marketing that highlights amenities, probably the way to put it. That increase ADR. Okay. So if you're really focused on ADR and you're not going to add some big time amenity like a pool or a big game room that's awesome or like a really cool theater room or, you know, maybe some of the outdoor big time amenities, then focus on your marketing efforts of photos. Okay. How can I improve my photos? What types of photos can I get to do that? So think about that too. It doesn't have to be big time stuff, it can be really cool. You know, just the marketing side as well, or maybe marketing on social media. Finally, the last one I want to talk about are amenities that improve your guest stay. So these are typically common, like, so when you think of like smaller amenities, like for example, Xboxes and like other types of games, I should have just said games, not Xboxes, like PlayStation, Xbox, whatever, games, okay, like board games, regular games. Also, the quality, this is one that no one really talks about, the quality of your stuff. If you buy everything from Amazon Basics or Wayfair Basics in terms of like the cookingware, those pots that scratch easy and look really bad and everything, people are going to notice that. And so for those of you who are like, well, I can't put in a pool, I can't put in really expensive stuff, I already have a hot tub, I already have seasonal amenities, maybe you can look at how can you improve the guest stay. Okay, now, I want to spend some time on this one because there's a lot of ways that you can do that that impact your ratings and reviews. So let's look at the data first with this. So ratings and reviews, we have found in the data that ratings and reviews, and the source is STR Insights, and also trust me, but I got it from STR Insights. So ratings and reviews, we have found that for every 5-star review that you get, you essentially make about $189, all right? So now if you get a 4-star, you know, it's not, you actually make a little, technically you make a little money based on the data, but like it has an impact for every single 5-star review that you get. Okay. So understanding that will help you like focus on trying to get 5 stars, which you should probably already be focused on that and doing that. But more importantly, not just getting the 5 stars, but also getting them to talk about their stay. Not that it was, oh, it was great. Everyone's focused about these like, oh, getting 5-star reviews. But I don't hear a lot of people talking about like getting five-star reviews with a good review text, because people read the reviews. And think about it. If you've ever looked at reviews, like I do this for restaurants all the time. I get ticked. I'm like, they just leave like 5 stars and they don't say anything. I'm like, why was it 5 stars? Like what made it 5 stars? I need to know. What did you order from this restaurant that made it 5 stars? Or even a hotel. Like, it's just like, oh, it's 5 stars. It's like why? Like what was good? Was it the room? Was it the bed? Was it the service? Like what was it? It's the same thing with short-term rentals. I go to book an Airbnb and I just see 5 stars and it was like, it was fun, or like responsive hosts. I'm like, everyone's responsive. Like you just have like lucked out or something. I don't know. Like it's almost like I don't trust a review that doesn't have some sort of like text to it, you know, that like tells kind of a story, their actual experience of the property. And I think we should probably be encouraging our guests to leave reviews that say a little bit about like, hey, do you mind? I started doing that actually. I said, hey, do you mind leaving a review that tells me like, that sounds like one or two things you really enjoyed about the property? And that leads people to say more you're also coaching them, because people aren't review or critique experts. They don't know how to write crap. I don't even know how to write crap. You know, I'm usually like, what would I say here? Like, it was great, you know? But if someone's like, hey, can you leave a review, like one or two things that you specifically liked about a property? And you're like, yeah, sure. I liked that the hot tub could go up to 104. And I like that we could sip in the grill. I could, you know, flip 10 patties on it. So, like that specific kind of stuff, people are going to read and they're going to go, I want that too. And boom, all of a sudden, another booking. Higher occupancy, higher, like not higher ADR, but just getting those bookings and being booked first is how that guest, improving that guest stay amenity can really help you. And it also, on the flip side, cuts down on complaints, right? So when you add quality things, now I'm not saying like you need to go overboard and buy the most expensive like cutting boards. And you know, I mentioned some kitchen things, but like, I mean, it's linens and pillows and stuff. Like, don't cheap out on everything, okay? If you're gonna cheap out on anything, cheap out on some of the decor crap. You know, your furnishings and the stuff that people are going to be using, middle to high grade stuff. I mean, one of my biggest complaints that I have when I go stay at places are pillows. I hate traveling without my pillow. It's so annoying, because I have like I bought a purple one and I love it. It was like $200 pillow. I love it. I mean, it's like I pass out at night, but when I travel, I'm like, oh, I'm like restless and everything because the pillows suck. But I love going to places and the pillows are amazing. And I'm like, wow, like this was great. I had a great night's sleep, you know? And so pillows are, now I don't put purple pillows in my places. I put nice pillows. And people talk about it in the reviews. They're like, it was great. We enjoyed the sleep or whatever, you know? The kitchen, they had all the pots and pans and everything we needed. There are no complaints about that stuff. Those are the type of amenities that you can invest in that improve the guest stay and the quality of their stay, which leads to better reviews and more specific reviews about why your property is awesome, which will increase your revenue. So think about that. So let's summarize everything here and break it down. So if I'm sitting down and I'm looking at my property and I'm like, how can I increase revenue by adding amenities to my property? I need to break down the three amenity categories. I literally need to write them out. Increase amenities that increase occupancy, ADR, and improve the guest stay. Okay. You probably should list out what you currently have in each of those that fit. And if you're struggling, sometimes it's okay to, like a pool, for example, if you heat a pool, the heating part is definitely seasonal to improve occupancy. And then the ADR part is actually the pool itself. And the pool can improve a guest stay as well, you could argue, and that's fine. There's it's kind of subjective here, but be honest. Because some amenities will fit in all three and some might fit in two, and most will fit in one category. List them all out. And you'll notice some side or one of the categories are probably weaker in than others. And that's probably where you should focus. Okay. And if you can't come up with ideas, go look at other Airbnbs in the area. Go look at other markets that are similar. If you're in a beach market, go look at it. If you're in Panama City Beach, go look in St. Augustine, Florida. Go look in, you know, go look in Galveston, go look in St. Padre Island, probably a better one than Galveston. But like, look at these similar beach markets around the country to get the ideas to know what you should add to your property and then figure out what column it's going to fit under that you think will be best. So I hope this was helpful. It should be helpful. It really should. This is how you do it, guys. Anyway, on the next episode of Cashflow Positive, I'm going to bring in a guest. He's a co-host. He's got properties all over the place. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more, you know, the seasonal amenities and adding certain things and his experience with it and how we market that. He's a really good marketer as well. That's actually his profession, is marketing. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. This was the nuts and bolts of the types of amenities you should be adding to your property that are going to change the game and help you out. And I will see you on the next episode.